Without workers' comp, Chuy Duarte might never have received the care he needed to survive his catastrophic workplace injuries. Texas Mutual was there for him every step of the way, helping him get back on his feet, back on the job, and into the gym. Watch Chewy's story at WorkSafeTexas.com/Chewy.
It is a fabulous time to be in North Texas. There's development everywhere. I mean, for every new building and expansion in Plano or West Legacy, it seems to be going up downtown. One of the big catalysts for that, I mean, one of the early developers in downtown, he's still very active, is Jack Matthews, Matthews Southwest. He developed everything in Canada, and then he came down here and he did the old Sears location, the South Side. Built the Omni Hotel and a lot more. Jack Matthews joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
So are you out of things to build? Are you going to have to tear down and start over again?
No, we're still, we haven't torn down too much that we've done, but a couple of things here and there.
But the tide is really intriguing. This is happening all over the country, but this migration back toward, you know, urban areas. And I guess we've got a lot left to develop in Dallas.
Yeah, downtown has had a slow start, but it just gets better and better every year as all these people move into this area. A lot of them like living downtown, and it's that helps office, that helps retail, and of course it helps residential.
So, the Cedars area? Is it? I mean, what kind of occupancies are there for right now for residential? Do you have a sense?
Oh, you're well over 90% in that area. It's a it's a very strong market.
Then obviously rents are too low, right?
Absolutely. Always are too low.
Well, but in that thing, man, you don't want to be at 100%. What I understand is you approach 100%, you've got to jack up the rates. So what's next? What are you working on now?
We're working all around the Dallas High School. So the Dallas High School is getting ready to open up, and it's an absolutely gorgeous space. So it's known as the old Dallas High School, but we're just calling it the Dallas High School.
So I knew it as Crozier Tech.
Yeah, Crozier Tech. There's lots of different names, and people have names I can't even say right now. But it's an absolutely gorgeous building. But what we're doing now is looking at the development around that building.
Yeah, and that's another area that's come back alive, that whole Ross Avenue and a spillover from the Arts District.
Yeah, we're excited about that. We're excited about the things on everything on Lamar Street has changed from the West End down to South Lamar. It's prime development area now.
So tell me, let's go back to the high school, because I'm curious. What kind of tenants did you get there? Who's in there?
So Perkins and Will are our first tenants.
Now this is architects?
Yes, they are architects. They're taking almost half the building. We've got some other really innovative users for the rest of it, but the top floor is still available. Those are the best spaces still there.
Any more of a commercial, I'm going to charge you for this time. If you give a phone number, I swear it's going to be $20. So tell me, what do you want? What do you envision going around? What other development around there?
So we see office is an absolute natural, hotels a natural, and residential, and mixed into all that is at grade retail.
So where's the saturation point? That's always, I guess, the magic question in real estate. I mean, it at some point, either a recession happens or everybody overbills. What Craig Hall is putting up, a hotel and a condominium, it's virtually across the street, really.
Yeah, it's about a block away, and it's what he's doing is wonderful. What we're trying to do is fill in our part of the market, but there's approaching 200,000 people moving into the Dallas-Fort Worth area every year right now, and they need places to go.
And a lot of them are coming back downtown.
A lot of them love downtown, and downtown is pretty easy living. You don't have to get in your car. You can get in your car, but yeah, you can take the DART. You can walk. It's a pretty nice lifestyle.
You know, the only thing I can think of is we've gone so long where people, weren't, especially young people living downtown, that all the schools disappeared. I mean, it seems like now they're going to have to come back and accommodate, whether it's DISD or private schools. Is that the next level to keep the young people and let them raise families downtown?
Absolutely. That is already happening right now. So you'll see the closure of some schools continue, but for the most part, they'll be keeping them open and then really expanding them up to, as the population grows. And it's growing fast downtown.
So we had a good time the other night talking about the prospect of the bullet train coming in and connecting Houston and Dallas, being 90 minutes away from each other. And you've got all that land to develop right around the station out there. Are you waiting patiently?
I don't know if everyone described me as patient, but we are currently, it is waiting for the train to arrive, and it's an exciting time.
It's an exciting time to be down here. We're glad we lured you away from Canada. Are you going to stay a while?
I think I'm here for a bit.
Yeah. It's Jack Matthews, who's developed about half of downtown with Matthews Southwest. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.